Beloved listeners, this is your host, Ken Lesser, bringing you more advanced living this happy, happy Saturday in November. I have a wonderful, wonderful guest to share with you today, and just want to pause to get things started to let you know that I believe that people are innately good, and with that in mind, daily I pray, Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so that we can enjoy a global loving community. And I know that so many of us have that similar intention to make this world a better place. And I have been so honored going back many years to have met a wonderful gentleman. His name is John Van Dree, and get ready, folks. You're going to want to be making some notes about how to contact this person as you learn, because so many of us have had dealings with things that were a little strange. Sometimes we weren't acting our best, or we were around people that were normally in good sorts, but all of a sudden something happened and they changed, or we moved into a home and things got strange. Well, my dear friend John Van Dree for many, many years has been studying things with dowsing and the teachings of the Huna masters, the Hawaiian wonderful teachers. And I will let John explain a bit more about his background, but I want to let you know that I got to meet him and was so impressed with his work that brought him out to Denver, Colorado, and taught a number of people, and a woman, a psychologist working in a office with a whole bunch of different people with psychological issues, the clients coming in. She learned this technique that John is willing to share with you today and refer on the website. And she was astounded at the difference that she could help create for people. So without further ado, my beloved listeners, I want to introduce you to my dear friend and a wonderful teacher, John Van Dree. John?
Hi. I'll try to give you a little bit of background on me. I was born on a farm in northwestern Iowa, and then went to serve in the maritime service, and went to Officers Canada School and became an officer and sailed in the Merchant Marine all over the world. And then came back and went to college at the University of Dubuque and finished there in 3.5 years. And then, because my time in the maritime service was no longer available under the 1948 Act of Drafts Eligibility, so I was drafted into the Army, and then I went to Counterintelligence Corps School and ended up being the head of a section in the 5th Army headquarters in Chicago. And then after I got discharged, well, then I worked for a company in Chicago, and then worked for as an outside salesman for 5 years, and then went into my own business, which was ended up being very successful, and put three kids through college, and went to Acapulco in the wintertime with the Christmas time, and did that all out of current income. And then when Jimmy Carter screwed up the economy so bad that interest rates went up real high, and being in the building material business, the end was in sight. So I got a chance to sell the business in 1980, and then went to work as an export coordinator. And then in about, let's see, it was in 1982 when our oldest daughter had been going cross-country skiing, and she then invited us to go along with her one that year. And so we decided to go, and then working out to see who was going to be the people in the condo, why she mentioned about this Irene and her and that she'd been with her in a couple years before. And I said, well, is her husband going to come? And she said, no, he doesn't ski. So I said, well, why don't you invite him over to the house? And I'm quite sure that I'll be able to talk to him. Even if he didn't ski, he would come just for the camaraderie. So they came over there the next night, and within 15 minutes, he was at my dining room table demonstrating the pendulum. And he mentioned all the stuff that he did, and when he got down to the point talking about exorcism, I said, well, can you help the daughter that's living in the basement? Schizophrenic, completely withdrawn from the family, and only came up when we were gone to go to the bathroom or to eat and so forth. So so then he did clear her after he went back to his house. And the next morning, she came up from the basement and sat at our kitchen table and talked nostalgically about being at the lake when she was a child.
Wow. But
it was such an eye-opener to me that this could happen so quickly. And so then I became interested in and went to a class that he put on at the Seven Continent Dowsers Conference, and then I learned how to do it too, and within 3 or 4 months I was getting pretty adept at it. And and so then that's how I got really involved in the spiritual healing aspect of it. So I've been doing it on a regular basis every day on a referral basis for people. And then also got involved in speaking at all of the national conferences of the American Society of Dowsers in Vermont and Santa Cruz and Flagstaff and various different places around the country, Dallas and Houston and places in various places in around the country like that. So, and then I got involved and wrote a book called My Angels Work for Me. And so this tells me all the stories about the people that I've helped around the world and on a referral basis and so forth. So it's been a very interesting thing. And I've been was really active with the Seven Continent Dowsers, and I was president for 13 years, and so with dowsing was my whole life.
And this event with your daughter, it was so life-changing to have that experience with that clearing. When did that take place?
That was in 1982.
Okay. So 24 years.
So I've been dowsing ever since.
Yeah. Yeah, well, something like something so profound, because you said she had been withdrawn for quite some time.
Oh, for a number of years, yeah. She just refused to accept any type of psychiatric help. So when this way, when after she was cleared of all of her entities, she walked in the neighborhood in her moccasin feet. And the police picked her up and sent her to the mental hospital, and that's where she got started her treatment. So
wow.
So now she's She lives across the street in an apartment, and she takes her medication every day. So she's on disability, Social Security disability, but she's pretty rational and all that sort of stuff.
Okay, so much more functional than she'd ever been prior to that event with that young man that demonstrated this clearing technique with dowsing. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I say. That's it was Irene Maury, Eugene Maury, that wrote the book called Exorcism and also in Power of the Power of Thought and so forth. So, but he was my teacher, and I'm real pleased to have somebody of that caliber being the teacher. And of course, that's what I'm doing. Trying to teach as many people as possible how to do it the same thing that I'm doing, because the techniques that I've developed are so simple that anybody can learn to do them. And the name of the title of my book is My Angels Work for Me.
And how can people, if they're interested, get this book?
Well, they can call me on the phone, and that's at 708-474-3208. Or they can email me, and that's jvandree3208 at esagelink.com.
So that's jvandree3208 at esagelink.com. Is that
that's
right?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Ah, or 708-474-3208, which is in Illinois.
That's right. We're in Lansing, Illinois, which is just south of Chicago, and I-80 goes right through town. And our post office box is 192, and Lansing's zip code is 60438.
Great. And now you'll be describing some things about your technique, and I'm wondering, is it okay to give out that website that has notes about it?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, and that website, my beloved listeners, http://read.jtripod.com/johnvd.html.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And there you can take a look, a picture of John and some of the description of how his technique works. And of course, I guess there's more details in the book, My Angels Work for Me.
Well, but all of the rituals are on the website too. In other words, the exorcism ritual, the spiritual healing ritual, and the blocking of noxious energy rays coming into buildings.
Ah, wonderful.
So
that's quite a gift to people, because I've seen a number of turnarounds for people that I've interacted with in working with you and heard other stories of people that learned the technique and have done so beautifully with it.
Yes, it is. It's a like I say, I've been teaching it now since 1982, and I've been at least three conferences every year, dowsing conferences, and at each time I've got large classes, between 40 and 60 students at each time that I have a class, so that the people are just so pleased to get information that is so easy to learn, and the way they can help so many people. It's just amazing.
Oh.
And see, so many people that become depressed or take street drugs or get drunk will open their aura up to let all these entities that didn't go to the light hang on and latch on to them. And a lot of time when they latch on to them, they'll give them the disease that they died of. So they need to be cleaned out and sent to the light.
Oh. Okay. So I take it this isn't a harsh process, but a loving process.
Yeah, it is. But it's basically it's utilizing the technique.
Okay.
And of course, learning how to douse is one of the things that that's using a pendulum like I use.
Now, some people might say, "Well, geez, is that evil?" Or can you
talk a little bit
about the history of dousing?
Dousing where you get information from the universe that's not available to the five senses, and so it's just tapping into this universal information, and the dowsing goes back to like for instance when Moses struck the rock and got water out of it to take care of the people. He was dowsing at the time. It gives you an idea how old dowsing is.
Yes. All right. So it's a technique, and I guess myself and maybe a number of our listeners here today have heard of people dowsing to find water.
Most of the people, over the years, that was the first thing they learned how to do is using dowsing rods to find water. But now, as it, we've got municipal water systems and so forth, so that the need for looking dowsing for wells is not as great anymore. So that of the classes at most of the dowsing conferences, only about 9% are dealing with water, and the rest of them are dealing with health.
Mm-hmm.
And so that many times when I get a person's name, I ask for the name, the age, and the town they live in, and then I check them out, see first if they have any entity attachments, and then if they do, well, then I send them to a light, and then I'll check and see what their biological level of health is, and mental and emotional. And if they don't have any entities but they're still sick, then I get asked permission of the universe, do I have permission to send my angels to heal this person? And then when I get a yes, then I direct my angels to heal this person. And then I check, well, what is their level of health now after the healing? And generally it's anywhere between 90 and 100%.
Wow. Now, one of the things that may come up for some listeners, because people are following different religious persuasions, and some people in different the Christian communities, they want to do everything through Jesus the Christ.
Well, I use the word universe because that's a generic name for God or Allah or whatever your supreme being is, and by using the word universe, that covers all the different people's supreme being, so that. That's what we're tapping into, that universal spirit and
okay.
The universal consciousness for information.
All right, so your technique could be in some ways considered generic, and yet it would be fine for a person of a different persuasion,
if they were
a Muslim or something, to
right,
speak
sure.
in terms of calling into the love of Allah to help.
Right, sure. I mean, and of course, the Christian religion. When you figure in the Bible, two thirds of the work that Jesus did was clearing entities from people. So that it's a very biblical thing too.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Well, my gosh. Now, as you mentioned, it takes to do the technique. A person needs to learn to do some dowsing.
Yeah, well, a lot of times when I take people that they haven't learned to douse ahead of time, I'll teach them how to use a pendulum first, and then we'll go into the various different modes as far as spiritual healing and exorcisms and blocking noxious rays. So.
Oh, okay, and then the how to learn to do dowsing, that's covered in your book?
Oh, sure, sure. It's covered in the book, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll give you for instance, just like the other day, a cardiologist from California called, and two of his employees were, you know, really owly and giving him all sorts of stress and so forth. So when they went to lunch, which is, you know, it was 2 o'clock our time here in the Midwest, and
sure.
So then he gave me their ages and their names and their and the towns that they lived in, and so I cleared them out. And then after they went home that night, he called me and said, it's just unbelievable, the difference. When they came back from lunch, they were cheerful and happy and no problems at all anymore. So he says he just wanted to let me know how the results of my work.
Yeah, it is, and it can be an instant transformation.
Yeah, it is when you let the, you know, get rid of all the bad guys.
Yeah,
I guess
it's just sort of like that talking about the lion with the thorn in its paw.
Yeah.
You know, or a horse with a burr under its saddle.
Right.
That when we're irritated, and in this particular instance, it's an irritation from a negative energy.
Right.
That is, you know, is not ours, but has been unknowingly in most instances let in.
Yeah, well, to many times the entity is also given when they take control of the person that they're attached to, they'll give them the disease that they died of. So you get somebody that was at the 80% or 90% level of health, and then they'll get attached with the entity that died, and they'll be down to a 20% or 30% level of health.
Oh, and I have someone that I think you had known many years ago, Reverend Hannah Kroger.
Right.
One of the things when I was studying with her, she was making mention that a lot of entities happen as a result of people dying in some traumatic way. It could have been war
or
violent thing.
But it's basically the people that die and didn't know where to go. Instead of going to the light, they just hung around. Either their lack of the proper attitude, maybe the lack of religion and so forth. But there's you know, millions of them hanging around, especially in hospitals, because so many people die in the hospitals and they don't know where to go. Instead of going to the light like they should, you know, they hang around and they want to learn. They, you know, they're still the same person, but they don't have a physical body, and they want to enjoy the pleasures of the flesh, but they can't in the physical when they're in spirit. So that's why they like to latch on to some people, and then you know, say for instance they like sex or a beer or a fast motorcycle ride. They'd latch on to somebody like that, and then they could enjoy those particular pleasures.
Okay. All right. So that's just kind of their way of hanging on.
Yeah, yeah. But it's the thing, they just don't know where to go, and this is their only way of shall we get the physical pleasures that they had when they were in this physical form.
Okay. And yet in the natural process, they're not supposed to hang around.
That's right. They're supposed to go to the light. But see, for instance, you take, for instance, people like Saddam Hussein, for instance. He had millions of entities on him because he was so afraid of getting assassinated, so that he built 13 palaces so that the assassins wouldn't know which palace he was going to be in each night.
Mm.
And then, just like the dictator that from North Korea, when he exploded the atomic bomb, well, I checked him out, and he had like 14 million entities on him. So I cleared him out, and then put the thought in his subconscious mind to not do any more tests of atomic weapons. And also to come back to six-party talks Well, it was a couple more days later, and all of a sudden he decided that, you know, get the word out that it was time to go back to six-party talks instead of proceeding with his atomic energy stuff. Well, that's the stuff that you can do.
Wow.
It's just like I did when Gaddafi, when I cleared Gaddafi out, he had from Libya.
Yeah.
When Reagan almost, you know, tried to kill him there on the bombing raid, and they killed his son, he was became so depressed that he latched on to so many different entities, so that when I cleared him out, why he had, you know, cleared him really, a lot of them out, and then he came up and paid reparations to all of the families of the ones that he had, the plane that he had engineered to be blown up. And he played reparations to all the families. And then he gave up on his nuclear pursuit, and now has become a pretty good member of the you know, the World Fraternity of Nations. And so he's no longer a rebel that's causing problems.
No.
So that's the thing. We can get rid of as many of these entities as possible that are latched onto people. And that solves a lot of problems in the world. And anybody can do these things.
Yeah, I know when you came out to Denver and taught, there was a friend of mine, a psychologist, Sharon at the time, was so surprised at not only how simple the technique was, but how powerfully effective.
Yeah, that's right.
And I mean, it was literally startling to her because there were people she'd worked with, and she used it on some of the staff members to help clear them out of some of the negative stuff that they'd picked up on from clients and different things. And she said it was a dramatic change in the office.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So, and in doing this, I don't know, I guess there's part about getting permission to do this, so this isn't something
well, that's what I use
upon something.
Yeah, I use the pendulum all the time, and after I check somebody out, then I ask permission from the universe. Do I have permission to either clear the person, or do I have permission to send my angels to heal this particular person? And most of the time I get a yes. But like, for instance, today I doused with somebody that's in my wife's craft club that's in hospice now and was about ready to pass. And I asked, do I have permission to send my angels to heal this person? And I got a no. So my wife's sending her a card and so forth, and I doused that she's going to pass in the next 3 weeks.
Mm.
But most of the time I get a yes answer from the universe. But if it's that person's time to go, why then I get a no.
Okay. So it is respectful that that sometimes it is a person's of the path they're picking a disease or something as a way to make their exit from this spiritual experience.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's this is when that they figure that it's their time to pass.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then, but I do make sure that there's their angels are around them to take them to the light when they do pass. So they don't hang around.
And this is something that I was just kind of popping into my mind, and I don't know if you had heard this or can confirm this. Reverend Hannah Kroeger, I believe, had made mention of something about it. And I'm, you know, she's passed on several years ago. I don't know if I can confirm this, but maybe you know of this, that something about if a person has one of their hands on their face when they pass, that or something like that, that they are more able to remember the lessons of this life as they go into the next dimension of their spiritual growth.
I don't remember her saying that because, you know, she spoke at our Seventh Continent Dowsers conferences many times.
Okay. Well, I may be mistaken. That's why I wanted to this is a thought popped into mind, and I thought I would check with you and see if you'd ever heard anything about
No, I didn't hear anything about that, but the thing is that When you do pass, you retain all the memories of your life, and then you go to the light, and then at the time when it's the proper time to think about going into another life to learn new lessons, why then the universe provides you with various different options, and then you decide which lifetime you're going to go into. So that's why it's a free will type of thing about when you reincarnate.
Okay. On your technique, can you go into a little bit more of the detail? And I guess first someone would need to learn to do some of the basic dowsing techniques.
That's right. You know, they're using the pendulum. For instance, in a pendulum class that take, say if I got 15 or 20 people, in a pendulum class, the first thing I do is, of course, do a thing to get them into the alpha brainwave level, to get them to meditate and so forth. Then I teach them how to use the pendulum, and I said, you hold it in your hand opposite to the one you write with, and then you force the pendulum to move in the to and fro basis, and then
and to and fro, is that towards and away from you?
Yeah, to and away from you, to and fro. And then I tell them to say out loud or to themselves silently, this is my yes answer, and as you're forcing it to move. And then after 10 times of saying that, then you stop it and move it side to side and say, this is my no answer. And again, repeat that 10 times. And what you're doing, you're teaching your subconscious mind that when you get this information from the universe, this is the way you want the answer to appear to you.
Okay.
And that's the simplest technique to learn.
And to use your non-dominant hand to hold
the pendulum. Yeah, the idea, because if you're doing any kind of work, especially when I go into teaching them how to do the vitamin chart and then the food allergy chart and that kind of stuff, which you do a lot of writing, so it's much easier to douse with the hand that you don't write with.
Sure. Okay.
And then of course it's because it's then so because dowsing is so different, it's much easier to teach the hand that is not the dominant writing hand.
Ah. All right.
Because, in other words, you don't have a lot of lessons to unlearn.
Sure. Well, yeah, with the dominant hand, most of us have learned to do many different things.
Right, yeah. And so this way, by having it, using the opposite hand, the opposite of the hand that you write with, that works out the best for getting good information from the universe.
Okay. So that's and then for a pendulum, there's a range of things. I've seen some things that are very expensive. Can you give anything in terms of what can do you know?
Well, the pendulums that I use are the ones that are they're shaped like a.
Is that like the plumb bob?
Plumb bob, yeah. A surveyor uses on one of his, with a point at the tip.
Okay.
But still weighted so that you got a chain connected with it so that the swinging of a pendulum is not that big a swing, but it's enough so that you can get good information from the universe.
Okay. And from your teaching, can it be also a crystal or plastic or?
Yeah, you can use any type of thing. What I always say is at least get something that has a point to it.
Okay.
Because that's the because if you start to do charts of any kind, like a vitamin chart or a food allergy chart, which are on my website. Then you need to have a point so that you can determine it very easily. Mm-hmm. Or also with when you're doing the healing work, why the bottom part of the Bill Finch chart is at 0 to 100 percentage, so that when you ask, well, what is their biological level of health at the present time, you can, with a point, you can get a pretty good percentage.
Okay. Well, that's important. So now that, let's say, someone's got a little bit of knowledge in terms of the use of a pendulum, can you share a little bit more of your technique?
Well, that's the main thing is using the pendulum and then following the thing where, because I, like I say, I you know, check somebody out with the pendulum, ask them if they're is this person clear of all entities, if not, so indicate, and then if it starts to indicate something to the left, that would be the ones in the negative polarity ones, and then it goes back to the balance position, then I write that number down with a minus in front of it, and then I say, how many positive entities, and then the pendulum swings into the right part of the chart, and I count each swing until it comes back to the balance position, and I write that number down. Then I ask if there's any negative programs, and then they're generally, you know, four or five or six or so that are not entities. People, the entities have to have the three selves, the high, middle, and low self. And when they don't have, for instance, like an aborted baby, would just have a low self. There wouldn't be so that'd be connected, put into the negative program category. And then after I've checked with that, then I ask permission. Do I have permission from the universe to clear this person? And I get a yes, then I do my ritual.
Where you're asking, to ask if the blanket of God's white light is around you.
Well, yeah, and then they ask whether you are protected with God's white light. For instance, like, I do an exercise program every morning and finish with 50 fast push-ups, and then I'm puffing, and then I wrap myself in God's white light every morning, and the breath then increases the strength of the protection. So even doing all of these fabulous things in the spirit world, I have never been under any psychic attack.
Oh.
Because of the circle of white light that's placed around me, so that, you know, none of these entities, violent ones, can attack me.
Well, that's important.
Right. Yeah, well, it's just, I started the exercise program because I had the problems with my back, and so then I got started and found out that this is a good way for pain avoidance. To do the regular exercise program.
Okay. And then with the breath work that comes from the exercise, that you found that strengthens your protection too?
Well, the breath. See, the breath is that increases the strength of the protection. You know, the puffing, they're taking in the extra oxygen. You wrap yourself in the God's white light.
Some yoga techniques. In Kundalini yoga, there's this technique called breath of fire, which is a very powerful breathing technique.
Yeah, it is. It's a very powerful thing to do. Now, like my teacher, Eugene Morey, one time he was under psychic attack, and he couldn't survive, but he did survive, and he learned that he had to start to protect himself.
Well, that's important, and that's basically with this blanket of God's white light.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing that everybody should do. If you don't exercise, at least take a couple, three or four really deep breaths in the morning and wrap yourself in God's white light.
Okay, and now let's say someone's in the middle of a day and maybe feeling a little stressed. Would that be a good thing or something?
Oh, sure. What you can do then is to go into some place where you can sit quietly, put your feet flat on the floor, and then close your eyes and then think of of the universe and get the energy from the universe into you, and take a couple of deep, 3 or 4 deep breaths. I tell a lot of my students what they do till they can handle it on their own. Just get in a quiet place and close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths and just think of me, and you can tap into the same energy that they feel when I hug them.
Okay.
And sometimes when they're dowsing and they've got a particular situation that's developed that they haven't done before, they bower some of my angels. And they'll say, John's angels, would you take care of this for me? And they douse it, and then they'll send my angels to do it.
Oh.
Because they have done so many weird things all around the world, they're the most experienced angels around.
And can be borrowed with permission.
That's right. They can be borrowed, yeah.
Oh, well, there's a blessing so that we can call upon further help.
Right, yeah.
I don't know how you'd relate to this. A friend of mine, Dr. Enrico Melson, it's like Nelson with an M, he's a holistic MD that managed Deepak Chopra's center in La Jolla for a couple of years. And he said that the ultimate protection was unconditional love.
Well, I like God's white light. That's the thing that I use.
Sure. I'm just seeing this because sometimes people give different terms to what is essentially the same energy.
Right.
I'm just wondering if God's white light would be similar to what we would call unconditional love.
I'd have to douse on that, but.
Okay.
And I'm so used to using God's white light because it's worked for me for
all these
24 years. So I'm not going to change now.
Okay. So all right. So that's I guess another use of dowsing is to be able to determine that. Well.
Right. Shall I get my phone number again? And
I'm glad you're bringing that up. Let's put that out there again. The 708-474-3208. And what are typical hours that...
Well, you can call me from 8 o'clock in the morning, Central Time, to, say, 8 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
Yeah, Central Time.
And then what days of the week?
Any day.
Okay.
And of course, on Sunday morning, I go to church, so... And I sing in the choir, so I'm not available during that time. But I do have an answering service here hooked to my phone.
Okay.
So that they can leave their phone number and.
God bless you. Make yourself very available to support people.
Right, right. That's what I try to help as many people as I can, and many people send me donations for my work and. A lot of times the people give me somewhere between $50 and $100 for what I do.
Okay.
That's a donation. I don't charge.
Okay, so it's like on a love offering basis?
Yeah, it's on a donation basis, yeah.
A donation basis. Okay. Now they could order the book directly from you.
Yes, right.
Or go to this website.
No, just you order it directly from me.
Okay, better to order it directly from you. And on the website, it shows also some of this technique that you were explaining.
Oh, yeah, that shows all three of the rituals.
Ah, okay. And what's that website again?
Okay, http://2/ read, R-E-I-D, an underline mark, a capital J, dot, tripod, T-R-I-P-O-D, .com/ johnvd.html.
Okay, good. So, dear listeners, you can take a look there to explore and see some of that. And John, while you're thinking about it, can you share a few more stories of some of the results that you've helped others to achieve?
I mean, the stories of what my students have done, or
well, some of your personal ones or students, whatever you prefer.
Oh yeah, well, I'll give you an illustration of one that a lady from the consulate in Baghdad emailed me and asked me to send healing to three different members of her family around the United States. And then after I took care of the healing and then she verified what I had done for her, she mentioned, just by the way of saying that the amount of flies in the complex was just almost unbearable because they were all over the place, including even in the residential area, and they were just they were constantly having to swat them and so forth. So what I did, I asked permission. Do I have permission to put a circle of protection around the whole compound? And I got a yes. And so then I wrapped it in a 10-foot level of circle of protection with a reflective surface on the inside and the outside, reflecting all evil back to its source in the form of love, and it let only love pass through in either direction. Then I directed my angels to tell all of the flies that they had to leave within the next 24 hours. A couple of days later, she sent me an email to the fact that there were just a few flies left. The rest of them are all gone now.
Wow. That's powerful.
Yeah, so, I mean, but that's the thing. All you have to do is ask permission of the universe if you want to do something, and if you get a yes, then you just send your angels to take care of it.
So it helps you to basically tap into a higher power.
That's right, right. Well, and then like I say, everybody, the more you, everybody has at least two angels, but as you use put them to work, the universe provides you with more and more angels. So the more work you do, the more angels the universe will provide for you.
Mm.
For instance, like I got like 150 angels.
Oh, okay. Now, and then in part of your technique, where you have put this reflective shield 10 feet.
Yeah, put that around everybody after I've sent healing.
Yeah, and then I'm seeing here in item number 5 where it says then place enough guardian angels around
the person.
And that is taken care of automatically.
That's right.
So
and
it could be
everybody that I send healing to will have plenty of angels around them to help protect them.
Because from the Bible, they talk about a term, a legion of angels.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what that means.
Well, that means a lot of them.
Yeah. Oh, Ken, it's a lot of angels in a legion.
It's a lot of them, yeah.
Okay.
And so that the more work you do, the more angels will be sent to you.
Yeah.
Because the head angels that are covering your areas will determine how many you need.
Mm. Okay.
You know, the archangels, they're the ones that determine how many angels you need. They'll provide you with more and more as you make use of them.
Okay. Well, it's nice to know that in the midst of when a person may feel overwhelmed, that there is divine help as much as is needed.
That's right. Right. Yeah. You just, in other words, you learn how to stay in touch with the universe and make full use of God's angels.
Yeah. Wow. Now, also, does this tie in, or is it separate, the work you do with Huna teachings?
Well, yeah, it's the Huna is one of the healing things that it may be the rituals are a little bit different, and so forth, but you're basically still doing spiritual healing, using the power of the angels.
Oh, okay. So that was the work that the Hawaiian mystics would pass down from generation to generation.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. So the main things, by getting your book, My Angels Work for Me, that gives a person the instructions on how to do the dowsing.
Right.
And
all the rituals.
And then all of the rituals. Okay.
And I also do this for students, that once they start doing a lot of work, they can either email me or call me on the phone and have me verify their work until they get comfortable with what they're doing and they don't have to bother me checking with it. Like I have a student that I've been helping over the years, primarily she had a mastectomy, and that, you know, really helped her over the years getting healed. But then she's now where she's doing the dowsing, and the last week or so, she'll call me on the phone after she's helped a number of different people and have me check out her work.
Oh, okay. To make sure that they're cleared.
Yeah. Well, and then I have a lady from California that her husband is a perfectionist, and every time he doesn't get his, it doesn't live up to his own level of expectation, he gets depressed and gets heavily loaded with entities. So I taught her how to do the clearing, but what she does, she goes ahead and clears him, but then she called me on the phone and have me verify that her work is done. And every time, the last couple of years now, every time she calls me, why, I check him out, and she's done good work.
Ah. And now, do you find there's any, age limitations? Can young people learn this as well as...
Oh, sure. There's no problem as far as age.
Okay, because I guess whatever their age, they're still working with the same God power.
Same power,
universal,
yeah.
Power.
Right. Yeah. Still working with the angels and the energy of the universe.
Oh, well, that's good. And in using this technique, I guess there's some people that have been doing different things to help bring more peace onto the planet. You made mention of doing some positive things.
Oh, sure. They can do that. Do I have permission to send my angels to help bring peace in the world? Yeah, sure.
Okay, because that's one of the areas that sometimes people may want to do that on a more global basis rather than individual members of their...
Yeah, it's basically trying to, keep it local, your own town, or for instance, or your own school, or work on those areas. Rather than going into the higher levels like I work in, working on trying to bring peace to the world.
Okay, so kind of better to start locally and then work up to globally.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but get the local things taken care of first.
So get your own house in order.
That's right. You're right. Your own house in order. Yeah.
Well, that sounds pretty important. Folks, in case some of you are just tuning in or didn't jot it down, let me give you John's contact information again. It's John Van Drie. That's V-A-N with a space, D-R-I-E. If you were writing a letter to him, it's to P.O. Box 192 in Lansing, Illinois, zip code 60438. He can be reached by the telephone in Central Time Zone there in Lansing after 8 a.m. Central Time and up until 8 p.m. 7 days a week, allowing for church time on Sunday. And if you miss him, you will get voicemail that he can get back with you. And that phone is 708-474-3208. Now, for those of you that prefer email, an email to John would go to J. Vandree, that's J-V-A-N-D-R-I-E, 3208 at eSageLink, which is eSageLink.com. And then the website to take a look at these materials, http://read, R-E-I-D, underscore, the letter J, period, the word tripod, T-R-I-P-O-D, .com/ J-O-H-N-V-D, .html.
Okay.
Well, John, I certainly want to thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to come on the show and help open this door to people as a part of the great gift that God has bestowed upon us to use that divine energy to help ourselves to be healthier and stronger and to be able to help each other.
That's right. Yeah, it's a type of thing that, I'm really pleased that the universe arranged for me to learn this. And, I have several psychics that have told me that I had fulfilled my karma. I did not have to reincarnate. But that I came back. This is the second lifetime that I came back just to help people. So that's what I'm doing.
That's wonderful. Well, God bless you. John, I want to thank you and thank my beloved listeners for tuning in and just encourage you to get in touch with John and learn more about his work. And I look forward to spending more time with you all next Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. In the meantime, God be with you. John, thank you.
Okay.
I'll talk with you soon.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Let go and let God, let myself go.